Steve Rao from the Morrisville Town Council has been talking with some of his constituents as ICE and Border Patrol agents have made their way across Wake County today. Steve from the Morrisville Town Council joins us now. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I know you've been in a meeting part of the day here. You're actually stepping out of that meeting to talk to us now. But what have you heard from your constituents today?
Well, Jeff, you know, what I've heard is that people are calling, you know, confused about, you know, whether, you know, what kind of paperwork they need to have. It's very unsettling. We have a huge South Asian Indian community. So that's been something that I've been hearing from, you know, constituents. But I want to reiterate, most Indian Americans are here legally. And, you know, so what I've been telling them, you know, work with nonprofits, find lawyers where you know what your rights are, what kind of paperwork you need to be carrying. And, you know, I think people are just scared. I mean, we didn't think this was going to happen in Wake County, but we got to work through it and let our, you know. The other thing I'm telling people, Jeff, is that you're not going to lose basic services like EMS service or electricity, power, water, 911. You'll still do that. Just make sure that you have your paperwork in order. And, you know, I really believe we need to do this the right way, which is an immigration bill, which accelerates the path to legal citizenship, but then addresses the illegal immigration issue.
It is something that I've wondered how people would address, because obviously we're seeing two very different approaches regarding how to handle immigration. But going back to what you said here, you've had people ask you about potentially an interruption of service.
Well, no, it's just like, you know, if you're in an accident, you call an EMS service, they're going to be able to come. They're not going to say, I can't come because you're an illegal immigrant. That's all I'm saying. So mm-hmm. I think that, you know, there are laws, and they're going to come in and ask for your paperwork. So just be prepared to have your documentation ready, whatever it is. And but I think it is going to affect the economy, right? Construction, agriculture. I think we're going to need these workers. And I think there's got to be a way of allowing these workers to come in and do the jobs they need to do during certain periods in our economy seasons, right? And I think that it's just an issue that I think has created a lot of fear in the community. So I just feel like, you know, people are on edge, and we don't like it when people are on edge, so we just got to do the right thing.
Yeah, and I heard one Charlotte resident say that not a lot was being done around town since Saturday because you had business owners who are basically afraid to open and employees basically afraid to show up for work for the fear of being deported.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing. And I know that I got a call from a Raleigh council member that they were in Briar Creek. I got a call from another person that they were going into Home Depot in Cary. So, restaurants that might be, you know, looking at this. So I think we just, you know, Jeff, it's like Janet Cowell said, the mayor, we just need to make sure that we are supporting each other, supporting our neighbors. I really believe that it's an issue that we didn't expect to see, but we knew the president was going to do this. And I still think it's about getting a bill on the floor that addresses this issue once and for all, that we have a streamlined immigration system. And then, and Jeff, the final thing I'll say is we often don't talk about this, but there are people leaving countries like Venezuela because they're being persecuted and tortured. And so I'd like to see for the foreign policy of the United States what we're doing to make these situations better in countries like Venezuela and the Southern Hemisphere, because mm-hmm. I think that, you know, people are coming and they're coming for asylum, but we don't have enough cases to adjudicate those asylum rates. So to be an immigrant, you have to come through the legal process. And so I think that's the issue at hand, and we've got to figure it out. But, I've been interviewing with radios and TV stations, and, it's been a busy day of media for me, but I'm here to support as a community leader, and we'll get through this. We got to be positive, optimistic, and I always look at the glass half full, not half empty, and, you know, I think we'll be able to weather the storm.
Steve Rao from the Morrisville Town Council. Steve, it's always great talking with you here. Thanks for joining us once again, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Thank you so much, Jeff Hamlin. You have a great day.